You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You're drooling on my papers.
I'll follow me.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Obama administration is proposing to reduce the amount of ethanol that is blended in the nation's gasoline. Acting Assistant Administrator for EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, Janet McCabe, says there is strong incentive for continued investment in biofuels.
The steadily increasing volumes indicate that biofuels remain an important part of the overall strategy to enhance energy security and address climate change.
But American Petroleum Institute President and CEO Jack Girard says the EPA is making a mistake.
EPA assumes growing demand for high ethanol fuel blends that are not compatible with most cars on the road today, potentially putting American consumers, their vehicles, and our economy at risk.
But experts say the move is unlikely to mean much for consumers at the pump. The 209 member nations of the scandal-plagued FIFA will decide today whether to retain President Sepp Blatter as their leader or switch the leadership to Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Cold weather took its toll on the economy in the first 3 months of the year. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
The economy was weaker than originally thought, shrinking by 0.7% from January to March. The Commerce Department says bitterly cold weather, a slowdown in consumer spending, and a widening of the trade gap all came into play. Another factor was a huge cutback in drilling activity by energy companies because of a decline in oil prices over the past year. Despite the winter slowdown, economists are expecting a 2% growth rate in the current quarter and that the overall economy will get even stronger later in the year. They're forecasting steady job gains as well as improvements in home sales and construction. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Cuba is no longer on the U.S. terrorism blacklist. Secretary of State John Kerry signed off on rescinding Cuba's state sponsor of terrorism designation 45 days after the Obama administration informed Congress of its intent to do so. The two countries are still working out details of restoring full diplomatic relations. Authorities in Iraq have raised the death toll to 15 from the bombings that targeted two top hotels in Baghdad. The double attack, in which 42 people were injured, happened late last night when two separate car bombs went off in parking lots. A rally is planned outside of an Islamic community center in Phoenix tonight in response to the recent attack in Texas at a Muhammad cartoon contest. It is the mosque that the two gunmen attended. They were killed by police before they could open fire at the Texas event. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures. helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, just talking about the weather, and the sports guys are here, and we'll start in a minute, but just wanted to let you know that today was the best day of the weekend. I hope you were able to enjoy it, because the weather, they said 85, but guys, I think it was warmer than that, don't you?
Oh, I sure do, Pat. It felt like 90 just
really
walking out
did.
To lunch today.
And,
you know, it's perfect hockey weather, though,
it
Pat.
Is.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Well, we'll be
amazingly
in a minute.
Enough.
Just let me tell people that tonight, partly cloudy, unfortunately. Tomorrow is going to be the best day of the weekend. There's possibly 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms. But tomorrow night and into Sunday, 60% chance of thunderstorms. And Sunday night, it's happening. And into Monday, showers are likely about 60%. And actually, looks between now and Tuesday, we're not going to have great weather. But we're going to have great hockey, right?
Awesome.
That's definitely the case. Tonight, 8 o'clock, I'm going to be in front of my television watching the New York Rangers. Let me tell you, Ken, there's nothing like a Game 7 for the Rangers in Madison Square Garden.
Okay, and that's Bill Wolfson. And, of course, Ken, you're not a Ranger fan by any chance
or
any stretch of the imagination.
It's an incredible thing. I mean, how many – I can't even keep – track of the Game 7s the Rangers have played in the last 2 years. I think this is their fifth one in 2 years?
Eight or nine.
It's crazy. And, yeah, very excited. Couldn't be any more. This is, folks, this is must-see TV tonight. If you can't get to the game, and I'm assuming 99% of you listening are not going to be able to get to the game, this is absolute must-see TV. This is the beginning of reality TV. It's win or go home. To me, this is the biggest game of the season. To get to the Stanley Cup Finals, it's like getting to the Super Bowl. I equate this to the conference championship games in the NFL. This is where the pressure is. Once you're in the Stanley Cup Finals, it's kind of, I mean, it's great to win, but you got to get there first, and this is what tonight's all about. I'm very excited. Must see TV.
Most definitely. And I like the Rangers' chances, particularly in goal.
You know, this has been a series. I've been a hockey fan for a long time. 45 years? I know, it sounds crazy, right? But I've never seen a Stanley Cup series that had so many changes to it.
Well, it seesaws back and forth, doesn't it, with the momentum going first one way, then the other. And, you know, each time somebody gets out-coached, they come back and they make the adjustments. You got two good teams, two good coaches. You got some very exciting goaltending. I was very surprised because the Rangers did not play all that well the first two periods down in Tampa, and Henrik Lundqvist kept them in the game.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, when you have a goalie as good as Henrik Lundqvist, he makes the whole team look good. You know, you're right. Tampa Bay outplayed him, I would think, for the first two periods, and yet the Rangers were ahead 2-1. So don't knock it, because you know in the NHL – no matter what two teams are playing, there's going to be a time when one team dominates the other.
Oh, yeah. And remember, just because you spend more time in the other team's end, you still have to put the puck in the net.
Yeah.
You don't get points based on the amount of time you're in the other team's end.
That's a good thing for the Rangers.
Is that why you're saying that they were outplaying them?
Yes.
That Tampa was outplaying them only because they were more...
The territorial advantage is very significant in hockey because if you can put the puck on the net from close in, and you can create confusion in front of the net. Every now and then you get a goalie leaning the wrong way or coming across, and there's a gap between his pads, and that's a good target to put the puck in.
Well, I understand that, but it would seem to me that the team that's outplaying the other team is the team that's scoring.
Not
doesn't
necessarily.
Make it.
You run into a hot goalie like Henrik Lundqvist or in some of the other series like
But Bill, that's
Perry.
My point. Yeah. In other words, if Lundqvist is that good, how could you ever say the other team is that hot? If he obviously is able to block all of the goals.
It's an amazing thing. Sometimes you'll see a team dominate, maybe outshoot the other one. I mean, the Rangers were getting outshot badly the other day, mm-hmm. and they won a game 5-1. And the shots were like 38
because
to 17.
Because of the goalie. Because of their goalie.
Right. I mean, Tampa Bay was dominating the game, and every time the Rangers got the puck, they'd go down and score. And then Tampa Bay would dominate for another 10 minutes, and Rangers would take their one sortie down the other end, and they'd score.
So what you're saying, in that case, kind of like football, sometimes it's a quarterback. In this case, you really need to have that absolutely fantastic goalie.
Here's how I look at this series, and maybe you'll disagree. The Rangers are a good team with a great goalie. Tampa Bay's a great team with a good goalie. And we're going to find out tonight.
That's an interesting comment. I agree with you. Ben Bishop, incidentally, is what, 6'7", 6'8"?
He's enormous. I don't know how they score on him.
All he has to do is lay sideways. Right. Nothing net to hit. But Lundqvist has shown tremendous, what I'll call, savvy. One thing I did notice, on one of Stamkos' shots, he waited a little bit too long thinking Stamkos would make another move. And Stamkos managed to score on him.
Yeah, well, Stamkos is...
He's a great hockey
He's
player.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's better than I thought. I thought he was just a sniper. He's more than that. He's a playmaker. He's a back checker.
Yeah.
He's a physical force. He's the whole package.
You can see why they let Saint-Louis and Le Cavalier go, because Stamkos was really the straw that stirs the drink, and he's only, what, 27, 28?
I don't even think he's that old. I've got him on my fantasy team. I'm looking forward to a few more
Yeah, you'll see
few
some
more good years.
Good play out of him. I can tell you also that the Rangers' defense has made some interesting adjustments. In the games that Lundqvist lost, where there were 5 goals scored in each game against him. Very unusual for him. The defense wasn't giving him the looks at the puck that he needed. They were trying to block the shots, and they just weren't quite getting there, so he wasn't picking up the puck well. Now suddenly they're actually conceding a lane when they know there's going to be a shot, and they believe that he's got his eye on the puck already. Very interesting. And they're also managing to scoop up the few rebounds he's giving and mm-hmm. clearing out the slot, which is very important against Tampa. Tampa doesn't score what I call a lot of dirty goals.
That's
right in front of the net in a scramble.
That's a great point, Bill. They don't. They're mostly slick passing and so on and
beautiful
so forth.
Beautiful passing.
Right.
They're really great to watch. But when you play a team like the Rangers with good defense, relatively fast defense, and they clear well, you have the problem of you're only going to get that one shot on that rush.
That's a great point, and I think that is to the Rangers' advantage tonight, because I think they have a couple of the so-called dirty goal players that you referred to, a couple more than Tampa Bay has. And that's how Kreider, that's all his goals are. What's the range on his goals? About 3 feet at most? They're from the crease. Rebounds, deflections, picking up the trash kind of thing. And I think someone to watch out for tonight, Kevin Hayes. The guy's about 6'4". He's only about 22 years old. Probably doesn't know any better. I can't describe it any better. He just barges his way to the net. Just get out of the way. I'm going to the net and try to stop me. I think a physical force like that, JT Miller, another one, that's the way the Rangers have to score tonight, because I think they can get Bishop off his game a little bit from in close.
Well, you don't think snipers like a Rick Nash or a Martin Saint-Louis are going to be an impact today?
I can only hope they are. Saint-Louis has one goal in this is 18 games. So for me, I'd love for him to score a goal against his former team. But for me to predict a guy that's going to snap out of a 1-for-18 slump and do something significant, I think I'm more on hopes there than reality.
Well, I want to know what you think, Juice Derek Stepan. I recognize that his hat trick included one empty net goal, but on the other two goals that he scored, he looked like an entirely different guy on the ice than I've been watching all season. What do you think?
He's a funny guy. You know, sometimes he's almost invisible. You get to the third period and you're like, oh, is Stepan playing? Oh, yeah, there he is. And then other times, he's the star of the game. I can't put my finger on, I don't think it's an effort thing, but he's not typically the guy that goes in front of the net and gets his nose dirty, and maybe that's why sometimes he's on the periphery of it, and sometimes he's effective and sometimes he isn't.
Well, you know, you talk about those periphery shots, and Tampa is excellent at forcing teams into those shots. They block out very well, and they don't give a lot of shooting lanes. Now, Bishop, for a guy as big as he is very quick, but I don't think his glove hand is—he has that much as much confidence as obviously a guy like Lundqvist does. And what you know, it's interesting because Lundqvist was down for 20 games. I think those 20 games, which he was out for with a really serious throat injury, he was hit in the throat with a puck, and I think he could have died from what they were saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think what that did was that gave him the rest during the season that he needed to be this sharp at cup time. You know, it's very
well
quirky.
Could be. And you know what, guys? I'm going to have to just we'll have to go and hear from some of our sponsors. And one of the things that I hope that somebody else did this past weekend is watch the races in Monaco. Probably not, so you'll have to listen to me.
There were races in Monaco?
Oh, you don't want... Oh, come on.
Horse races?
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, we're back, and of course we've been talking a little about the racing in Monaco, and of course there was the Indianapolis 500, but, you know, honestly, if you've never watched any racing, that Grand Prix in Monaco is a Grand Prix, right?
It is a Grand Prix.
It's just an amazing race. It's such a fascinating race because they're racing through the streets. It's incredibly, you know, the curves are unbelievable. They really go very fast, and of course, you know, it's 78 laps. It's over pretty quickly, a little more than an hour, but it's really the most fun race, I think, only because it you know, you're watching, and it's a very dangerous. It's got to be one of the most dangerous, probably the most dangerous race.
I would, you know, in this country, I don't think we appreciate that at all. We're used to watching NASCAR where you just make a series of left turns, and the Indianapolis circuit where they just make a series of left turns, and you go in either a circle or some of the tracks are an oval, and that's exciting for the NASCAR folks. Not that I'm putting down NASCAR, but it's totally different from Grand Prix, and I don't watch Grand Prix races, and I don't know anybody who does, and they should. Well, they should. Now I know one, but more people should watch it because it's actually quite interesting.
But you're right. The drivers are, and that's why I don't even remember all the names, but they're Europeans. I mean, most of these drivers are Europeans. One of them, I think, was 17 years old. I mean, the cars are unbelievable. I mean, they're just amazing.
Yep. We have Grand Prix races here, right?
Yeah, we do. We had a Grand Prix once in the Meadowlands. I think there's another Grand Prix in Las Vegas from time to time.
Right, there is one in Las Vegas.
And then Watkins Glen has one.
Watkins Glen has Grand Prix racing.
I think that is.
And the course is not an oval. The course has a series of turns and straightaways. I've always thought the one in Monaco was the most attractive because, you know, it's a beautiful city. I've never been there. I've just been on TV.
I have, and that's why it's such an amazing, because of the hills. I mean, you know, if you remember, you know, an aside, of course, Grace Kelly was killed in a car going down, you know, from the castle, the palace, down one of those roads. I mean, they're, you know, if you want somebody to really know how to drive, I mean, that's the place you'd have to learn to drive. I mean, it is really incredible.
Really dumb question, Pat. Where's Monaco?
Monaco is on the French seacoast. It's a French part of it's a separate principality along the southern coast of France on the Mediterranean.
Right next to Italy. Right next to the upper part of Italy.
But it's not a part of either country, right?
No,
it's a separate country.
It's a separate country. And, you know, very close between, you know, Spain, France, and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in fact, if you go there, it's very easy to take, you know, a day trip into Italy and a day trip into France. I mean, it's very small. I'm not even sure how. But it's right on the seacoast. And, of course, the yachts that were there and, you know, the people watching it, you know, to have one of those hotel rooms. I wondered what one of the hotel rooms overlooking the race must cost for the night. I
probably mean, not cheap.
No.
Definitely not cheap.
Sounds like something to put on the bucket list, though.
I don't think anything in Monaco is cheap, and I've never been there. But I can tell you that it's really interesting to watch because there's a straightaway along the waterfront. So you've got these really neat-looking cars going past all these boats that are docked.
But that's not even really much of a straightaway. You're talking about when they're going when they come out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you can see the boats.
Right.
But the other thing that they do in the race is they give you shots of Monaco and the boats and the yachts and you know, where all the people are looking. So, I mean, it's really a kind of a fascinating hour. I'm surprised. Sometime you'll have to look at it.
The race doesn't go on for more than an hour or an hour and a half,
does it? I think it's about an hour,
it?
You know, if I recall.
Yeah.
You'll have to give me a heads up next year.
All right.
Because I, as you mentioned, I saw some commercials for it. I'm like, oh, that looks like fun. And then the day came and went, and I never gave it a second thought, quite frankly.
Well, I have to say one of the probably the nicest hotel that I've stayed at was also in Monaco, and definitely the best meal that I've ever had, and the most expensive meal was at Louis Cotte in Monaco.
You got French, Italian, Spanish. You got every kind of great food in the world.
Yeah, and then go to and then of course you can spend a lot of money if you go into Italy and buy 18 karat gold. But
you know they were lobbying for a Grand Prix race in this country again, because we did have that Meadowlands race for about 5 or 6 years. That's probably 25 years ago now. They were going to run it in like Union City in West New York, like between the Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. And of course, political stuff got in the way, and it kind of, I think, fell by the wayside. But that would be pretty, you know, it's not like Monaco, but still be pretty interesting racing through West New York and Union City and Guttenberg and all those little towns there.
Well, anything that have, or Jersey City, where there are a lot of hills.
Yep.
I mean, they could do curves
and things like that would make it interesting. I had thought about having that sort of a race in Washington, D.C., but Washington, D.C. is laid out like
too
a
flat
grid. It wouldn't be the kind of fun that you would have based on a Monte Carlo race in Monaco.
And, but of course, you have to be, I mean, they have to put big barriers up and but the crashes, I mean, when they crash, I mean, it's you know, there's not a lot of room. And so that's why, and I don't understand enough about that race to understand why the leader in the race was way out in front. And then because they called some kind of a slowdown because of an accident, I don't understand why he didn't have an advantage. But in any event, the fellow who won lives in Monaco, and this is the second year in a row that he's second or third year in a row, second year, I guess, that he's won it, which is pretty amazing. Hmm. And his father was also a race driver. Hmm. But the cars themselves are fascinating, and I'd love to know more about it.
What kind of car is it, Pat? Is it like a stock car?
No. They're very long and sleek and
powerful. These are Formula One cars, single driver, and...
No, but the engines are different.
The engines may run on something other than regular gasoline.
Is it open wheel, like an Indianapolis car?
No, they're really not... Yes and no. I mean, they're very sleek. They look like they're made out of some kind of molded plastic. I don't know that this.
I'm going to have to Google this and get more information.
But when they really crumple when they hit a barrier, and those were not cement barriers. So that
they make them so lightweight to be able to go fast.
That's true.
And, carb weighs probably 500 pounds. And
well, if you like that kind of racing, there's also the French Grand Prix in. I think it's Le Mans. Le Mans is a small French town, and although they do have an oval for racing, like we do at Indianapolis, they also race through the town of Le Mans in the Grand Prix there. And I think that race has been going on since before World War One.
Well, it would have to be, obviously the drivers, it's very different. What's so neat now, and of course not only, with everything, is when you have... photographs when you're seeing it from the car, and they had some of these cars were equipped with the cameras,
right?
So you're driving through this thing, and it's hard to even not get an upset stomach just watching the camera go. So anyway, that was my one of the things that I enjoyed sports wise this weekend, because after all, we're football's almost here but not quite. So what else do you predict tonight as far as the game?
Way back when, I guess 2 weeks ago, the last time we were here, I predicted Rangers in seven. And here we are, game seven. Rangers, Madison Square Garden, Henrik Lundqvist, game seven. They have an incredible record in game sevens. I think you can't not pick them. Tampa Bay's a great team. Wouldn't shock me at all if they won the game, but can't pick against the Rangers. What do you think, Bill?
Well, it's anybody's game. I think the momentum is with the Rangers. And remember, the Rangers have the crowd behind them,
I was going to say, they're going to have that hometown crowd, even if,
that roof is
even the Devil fans will be over there rooting for the Rangers.
Yeah. Look, I think just about everybody on the East Coast would like to see the Rangers get in and play the Blackhawks. I'm looking for an original six Stanley Cup final. Anaheim's a great team. Take nothing away from them. I think they've had the edge against the Blackhawks. But you still have to say there's no place like a Game 7 for Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. And, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to watch the Anaheim-Chicago series.
I have.
It's been an unbelievable series.
They're two incredibly talented teams and incredibly fast teams, good goaltending.
Yeah, they got it all.
Excellent play by Ryan Getzlaf and Perry. The Blackhawks have gotten tremendous defense work out of Duncan Keith. In fact, Duncan Keith had two saves last night or the night before. I think that the Blackhawks probably are better on defense. I think that Anaheim is a little stronger on offense. And I'm a Patrick Kane fan.
Yeah, I look at it, of course, as a perspective of who would I rather meet in the finals, Anaheim or Chicago. I can't decide.
To tell you what I hope it is, because, for years I was a real Blackhawk fan when I lived out in the Midwest. And, they had some great teams years ago. I'm talking about a lot of years ago.
You're talking about the Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull. And Esposito era. Tony Esposito, Phil's brother.
So you're saying, Pat, if the Blackhawks beat the Ducks and they meet the Rangers, you'll be pulling for the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we'll have a good time.
We're
going to have a rumble here, folks.
We will. We will.
Get ready to rumble. Here it comes.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago, New York, you've got games that are going to start at a reasonable hour. The problem with West Coast home games and in the cup playoffs
is that
they start at 9 o'clock at night, and on a work night I have to be
unconscious
by 11 o'clock. It's hard for me to follow the game after 10:30. I must be getting old fat.
But these are all must-see TV. Even if you're not hockey fans, this would be a great introduction because there's nothing more, to me, there's nothing more exciting than a Game 7 Stanley Cup game.
Well, and it seems to me that, you know, so many more kids are playing hockey today than did even, 10, 15 years ago. I mean, first of all, it's a sport that, you know, you have to have some money to play. I mean, and you have to have dedicated, the ice time is not cheap, and you have to have dedicated parents because the little ones, you know, often have to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ice time. So you really have to have, I'm not saying that all sports, parents of all sports kids, you know, they have to be dedicated with all the schlepping around they do, but especially it seems to me that the parents whose kids play hockey and on the travel teams.
Oh, no doubt about it. I can tell you that when my nephew played, my sister usually would designate me because her husband grew up in a place where they don't even know what ice hockey is unless a Canadian has gotten lost. The idea of getting a little boy out of bed at 6 in the morning so that he can have ice time by 7:30, you know, and he's an 8-year-old, and you'd be like laying there, and my sister would be trying to wake him up, and then she'd yell down the hall or, you know, down the stairs because I was already ready. And, of course, it would be snowing. Are you going to come up and drag him out of bed? And, hell yeah. And I said to myself, I should go up there and just body check him out of bed or do what a lot of the college coaches would do.
Yeah, but see, I'm surprised because so many of these kids, I mean, they're up and ready. And the problem is the parents who have to go to two or three different places.
Yeah,
it's brutal. Know, when you have, you know, a few kids who are playing travel teams, you know, I certainly know when, because I deal with divorce, and, you know, most, if they families have two parents, who they can, you know, they can switch off, or they can one take one and one take the other. But, you know, I have a few clients, and, you know, what are they going to do on their Saturday because they've got two or three kids that they have to go to different places at the same time?
They can't play man-to-man. They have to play zone.
There you go. I can relate to that, Pat. When I was a kid growing up, I lived in northern New Jersey. We had to go to another state. The nearest rink was in Suffern. West Haverstraw. If people, anyone listening knows where West Haverstraw, that was the closest rink.
Oh, I've been in that rink.
And not around. It wasn't around the corner from where I live. So it was a major road trip. And sometimes I could make it. Sometimes
that's a 40-minute trip.
Sometimes I couldn't. You know. So definitely takes dedication. But to your point about more people playing it, I think what's happened, if you look at, I don't want to get too deep here, but the migration of population in this country 50 years ago was concentrated in the Northeast, and all the hockey players were from Canada or Minnesota or Massachusetts. Now, if you're a hockey nerd like me, you look at the rosters, you see people from California, Texas, New York, New Jersey. Why? Those northern families have headed south, and they get there and they go, what do you mean we don't have a hockey rink here? Let's get a municipal bond thing going and let's build one. Kids in places like Texas can get ice time.
But you know, the point is, places like California and Texas, they have built rinks, and I think that's more important because where I grew up, you know, there were no rinks. Kids had to go to Milwaukee. I had a friend who was really a good ice skater, racer, great ice skate racing teams in Wisconsin, but they all had to go into Milwaukee or West Allis, and you know, so that was very difficult. I mean, we skated. Some of us were pretty. Some, I'm not saying me, but some people were really good. But we skated when there was ice on the ponds,
right?
And so you skated for, I don't know, 10 months out of the year, then the ice melted. It was almost that. It wasn't really. But so that was a problem. We didn't have any indoor rinks. And the best you could do is there were indoor roller rinks so that, you know.
Roller hockey was a big deal.
That was a little different, though, doing roller rink, even for skating. So the fact is everybody played ice hockey, but only in the winter.
Yeah, well, roller hockey was very hard. Roller hockey became almost a pro sport for a while, because with the inline roller skates, the skating motion, it was a lot like when you're skating on the ice.
Yeah, but only the inline. The other ones aren't.
Regular roller skates weren't. You're right, the only inlines were. But
why did that sport never take off? It looked like, you're right, it looked like it was about to become something on everybody's radar, and then it just kind of...
Yeah, I thought it was going to become like arena football, but a lot of people... You know, after an eight-month NHL season from the beginning of October to the middle of June, they're burned out and they're waiting for football. That's what I think. And, you know, it's funny. Hockey is no longer just a winter sport, because you have all these artificial rinks with great ice surfaces, and you have the ability to get a game together even at the end of June, July, or August. I know there are rinks where in August they're in business, and they may have like a men's league, or they have a kids' summer hockey camp. My brother went to one once.
Oh, the ice rinks now in the summer.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're you know, year round.
You should see the rink.
Listen, guys, we're going to come back right after a short news break.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Sounds of floodwaters flowing down a northeast Houston street near the San Jacinto River. Many areas of Texas are severely flooded after relentless rain over the past few weeks. Just west of Fort Worth, officials are concerned about the Brazos River, and the 7 inches of rain that fell overnight made things worse. Hundreds of drivers are still stranded on Dallas roads.
The water rose very quickly, and motors couldn't get through there, so they got stranded.
That was Texas Department of Transportation spokesman Tony Hartzell. Rivers in central Texas are also on the verge of flooding, and the rainy weather is expected to continue, according to Steve Corfitti from the National Weather Service.
Up to 2 to 3 inches of rain could accompany the storm system expected to form later today and into tonight across western and north Texas.
The death toll is over 20 in Texas and Oklahoma, and several people are still missing. This is USA Headline News.
Oh. You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-ZERO. That's 844-HELP-US-ZERO. Or visit ismymarriageworthitit.com.
Five minutes, and if you want to, you know, charge her for a consultation, I would do that.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset,
but she may call you too.
Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services.
Hold on, I'm going
to
put you on the
for over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help.
John, I can hear you now.
Support and counseling.
We're still in a commercial. Everything okay?
Been out all week.
We're on the air.
We're on the air, John. We don't want to hear you complain unless it's about how the Rangers are going to win tonight.
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened, but they might. You never know.
Yeah. How come?
Also, my arm hurts. I'm on my way to the doctor's. I think I have some nerve damage in my elbow because it's not getting any better, and I got to play tomorrow. So I'm hoping that he can put some electrostim on it and maybe it'll feel better, but I don't know.
Maybe it's time for you to have some Tommy John surgery.
Well, it's in my forearm. It's classic tennis elbow.
Oh.
That sort of thing. So I'm hoping he can do something. But I'm having trouble lifting things and lifting files and, you know, pushing is okay, but lifting, like with my palm down and lifting my arm up, it hurts.
Well, it looks like you're going to be off the court because of an upper body injury. We won't tell anybody anything other than it's an upper body injury, John.
There you go. We don't want to be any more specific than that.
No.
We can call you lefty. We can play on the other side of the court.
Yeah.
Well, but, we want to know. I want to know if the Rangers play the Blackhawks, are you going to be rooting with me for the Blackhawks, or are you going to sneak over to Ken's side of the aisle?
I will absolutely be rooting for Chicago, but I hate to tell you, I think the Ducks are going to win that series.
Well, I'm still hoping. Well, I mean, how can any team...
No matter which team wins that series, they're going to win the Cup.
I mean, I realize...
The Northern Rangers can beat them.
Yeah. I realize that the Ducks are called the Ducks because of Disney, but I mean, come on, it's like the Oregon Ducks. I mean, you know, what a name.
Hey, the Raiders.
The Oregon Ducks have a zero as a logo.
Right, well, they're the Fighting Ducks.
Well, but Anaheim has a zero for their complete history in the playoffs, so we'll see how it goes. Don't forget, the Rangers.
Not really, they've won as many Stanley Cups as the Rangers have in the last 75 years.
Well, that's not even close to being true, because Anaheim has won how many?
Anaheim has won one Stanley Cup.
But none of those players are with the team anymore. They're all retired. That has nothing to do with today's game. And the Rangers beat the Ducks twice this season.
How many people from the 94 Ranger team are on this team?
Zero. So they're even, right?
So I'm not sure what your argument means there.
I know the Rangers beat the Ducks twice during the season, and it wasn't that difficult. 5-1 in Anaheim.
Yeah, no, Rangers were a great road team this year.
And they have three games against Anaheim on the road, so that'll work out.
Well, didn't they have to play so many games on the road this year to start out?
No, that was the previous
year.
That
was last year?
Last year.
Okay.
They're not an ECL. They're a good road team, no question about it. I mean, look what they've done in Tampa. Tonight should be a great game. I tell you, I think it could even go to overtime. It really could. And if it does, it'll favor the Rangers. But, I think if you're Tampa, they've let two games slip away where they're up 2-1 and 3-2. And I think they got to go into tonight's game very focused to get the first goal and keep pressuring that Ranger defense and Lundqvist. And make the Rangers take chances. I mean, that's the best way to beat a good defensive team. You get up on them. And I think, in the games that Tampa gets ahead, they do very well. I think the Rangers are good at getting the first goal, but that's, to me, what Tampa's got to do.
See, I don't mind when the Rangers take chances because they have Lundqvist there to kind of eliminate them. And I think when it comes down to a one game, I think the team with the better goalie should be favored. That's why I think the Rangers will win.
Where everybody is right now favoring the Rangers at home with Lundqvist, who is certainly a better goalie.
But both of these goaltenders have had bad games. Right. We've had Lundqvist give up 5 goals. We've had the same thing happen to Bishop. So I think the odds are even. Although I will tell you, I think Lundqvist is head and shoulders a better goalie.
I think it's a toss-up game. I think really you give a slight, very slight edge to the Rangers. But this game could be. It's just as likely that this game is a very tight, close game that goes into overtime, or a blowout one side over the other, and they get some lucky bounces. I still think that. The two games the Rangers won with the big blowouts, their pucks seem to have seeing eyes. They went in. That Tampa kept hitting posts, and I think they played very tight. I think if they play tight tonight, the Rangers will beat them easily. I don't think they'll do that. I think they're smart enough to play loose, stay loose, and make the game a competitive game, but we'll see.
So you're looking for a track meet tonight?
Yeah, a lot of speed, I think. A lot of speed. Between the blue lines, I think that the play in the neutral zone would be crucial. And then it becomes the goalies. That's why the goalies are so important, because both these teams fly through the neutral zone.
I hope it's a track meet, John, because I think the Rangers are deeper. They have 4 lines capable of scoring. And I think, unless something really changes, I think Tampa Bay only has two lines that are really those two lines have done all the damage, the Stamkos line and the Tyler Johnson line.
I think you're right. I think the Rangers are a deeper, more balanced team, but I think Tampa has the two best lines. I mean, they got big on, but then there's a big drop-off to the third and fourth.
Right. I can't name any of the third and fourth line players. Unlike the Washington series, where the third and fourth lines were really a thorn in the Rangers' side.
But don't you get the feeling that the Rangers' luck is coming, the Cinderella, it's getting to be midnight? I mean, this is a team the last 2 years that's like 10-0 in game sevens. I mean, it is just, don't you get the feeling that, hey, one of these, the luck is going to run out at some point. They were very lucky in game six, or game five, actually, against the Capitals. They could have been out right there.
To your point, so at some point, destiny will catch up to them. But they're 10-0, and until that day happens, I think you have to favor them in a game seven. Until proven otherwise.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, where is the other series? Speaking of your Blackhawks, Pat, what is that, 3-2 Anaheim in that series?
No, it's 3-3, and I think they're back in Chicago playing Saturday, aren't they?
No, they're in Anaheim.
They're in Anaheim Saturday.
Yeah,
yes.
Anaheim,
is that going to be an afternoon game?
Is that going to a game seven?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know,
this is the first time in 17 years that you've had a pair of game sevens in the conference finals.
Don't you get the feeling the NHL somehow has a hand in this with all of these game sevens? You know, you begin to wonder, it's like somebody once had a theory that, you know, you kind of give the nod, wink, wink, on the first six games.
So you're saying the games are fixed?
You're on your own in game seven.
You're saying the games are fixed?
Yeah, can't really say the time to fix, but you begin to wonder. I think to some extent parity, but you really wonder sometimes. But you have to say, it's very exciting for the sport. I mean, the NHL playoffs have been infinitely better than the NBA playoffs.
Well, and they've both been infinitely better than the FIFA World Cup, where the idea of competition is which advertising executive can grab the most money without being indicted.
And it's a lot of money. What are they, up to $150 million in bribes or something like that?
Yeah. I was not surprised. I wasn't surprised either, because remember, whatever country lands this, all of a sudden all those construction contracts and vending contracts and advertising contracts and marketing deals get given out, and so there's a lot of cash sloshing around, especially in the Mideast and in Asia.
Is it true that, did I hear this right, that the summer games are going to be in the Middle East sometime soon?
I didn't hear that.
I think they are. I can't remember the name.
I
think they're in Qatar.
You're kidding.
No, I think the World Cup's in Qatar.
Is it the World Cup or the Summer Olympics?
No, the World Cup's going to be in Qatar.
They could.
It's 120
possibly.
Degrees there in the summer.
Oh, they're going to build in. Qatar offered to build air-conditioned soccer venues so the people wouldn't have to put up with 120-degree heat. The Persian Gulf countries are incredibly hot.
And they're incredibly wealthy.
No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding.
I don't know.
And honestly, given the situation in the world right now, I think it's kind of dangerous to put any huge event there, particularly in the Gulf.
Amen.
Crazy.
But I think
I have to take my wiki. Sports guys, I'm at my doctor's office. I've got a sports injury here, an upper body injury, and I got to go see if Doc Fallon can help take care of this.
All right, well, feel better, John. Have
good
a
luck
good
with
evening.
That. We'll just call you Lefty next week.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks very much. Go Lightning.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Okay.
See ya.
All right, we're going to take a little break and play a few spots from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to wrap it.
Boy, he is so...
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115. Or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, guys, yeah. We're back, and I think somebody wants to talk baseball. And one of the things that just said is that... not a lot of people watch hockey on television, which I was surprised about.
Yeah, the ratings are so low, Pat, and it's a shame that more people don't follow it. And you made the point that maybe it's because the puck is so hard to see. It's not like basketball or football where the ball is huge, or even baseball where you can see what's going on. Hockey, you almost have to be, I think, an avid follower of the sport because you kind of have to know where the puck is going to go because you can't see it a lot of the times. But the hockey technology on television is such that it's a better sport now. They have cameras in the goal. They have cameras all over the place. So even if you don't see it the first time, you get six angles of replays, It's a much more enjoyable sport. MSG does a tremendous job with their hockey coverage.
As I said, though, one of the things, and I used to watch the Chicago Blackhawks on this little black and white television back in the Midwest, but one of the things, they have so many games. I mean, let's remember, football, you have to commit to, you know, a few, well, there are more football games now, I grant you, but there's still a limited number of football games if you follow one team. Now, if you want to watch all of them, you're going to spend half the week watching. But I think that when they were on strike that time and only had, what, 40 games? I watch more games that year than I probably do in a normal 2 or 3 years.
Well, one of the reasons may have been that because the season only started at the end of January, all of the games were more meaningful, so the game was more intense and the players were putting out 110%.
No, I disagree. Football was over for most of us.
Well, once football,
and so once football was over,
they want to watch hockey.
The plot thickens.
Then, then there was something else, and hey, you didn't have to have a couple months of downtime. And of course, for some fans, it was over earlier, depending on where your team was and whether they were going in the playoffs.
To be honest, something there.
Tell me baseball.
Well, we got the Mets with a pretty challenging game tonight, don't we, Ken?
Well, tonight, you know, I already said the Rangers were must-see TV. Tonight is Matt Harvey pitching for the Mets, which is, again, must-see TV. And I'll tell you, I actually attended a live baseball game last week. I saw Jacob deGrom right there at Citi Field through a one-hitter. 11 strikeouts. So what I didn't know at the time, because he was like breezing through the game, you know, strikeout, pop-up, ground ball, strikeout, you know. He was retiring the batters, but it didn't seem like he was overpowering. 11 strikeouts, only one batter reached. He is only the 25th pitcher in the history of baseball to strike out 11 and only allow one base runner in the game in a shutout.
Wow.
Wow.
So I saw one of the top 25 games ever pitched in history. And Jacob deGrom, in my opinion, he's not the Mets' best pitcher. You got Matt Harvey tonight, The Dark Knight, must-see TV. And I don't know if anybody saw Wednesday afternoon's game. The Mets have called up a guy named Noah Syndergaard.
Oh, I saw him pitch. He's excellent.
A.K.A. Thor. And I know we're running out of time, Pat, but Thor, 6'4", 245 pounds, has long blonde hair, longer than yours, Pat. And they call him Thor because he's got the Scandinavian background and the long hair. 7 1/3 shutout innings, 6 hits, 9 strikeouts, 3 for 3 at the plate, including a 425-foot home run.
Wow.
This guy is the whole package.
Where is he from?
I think he's from the upper Midwest somewhere. He's just got a Scandinavian back last name. I think he's from Michigan or
Minnesota.
Minnesota. He's from one of those countries where there's a lot of Scandinavians.
Sorry, Minnesota,
and
folks.
I tell you what, at 6'4", 245, looking the part of Thor, no one is charging the mound on this guy.
No, nobody. Definitely not.
Because he looks like he could pick you up and break you like a toothpick. And this is the Mets starting pitchers now. Harvey. Wow. So we have Harvey, the Black Knight. We have Syndergaard, Thor. And we have Jacob deGrom, who just pitched one of the 25 best games in the history of the sport. I think the Rangers are... The Mets are really poised to make a move in the standings. For this year and the foreseeable. These kids are all, I think the oldest one's 24. So.
Well, the problem is always going to be the hitting. They are getting some good play with Mike Cudger in the outfield. But what about Dave Wright at third?
It's a sad day, but I have to tell you, I think he's spent. Between the back injuries, the shoulder injuries, the pulled muscles, he's had a great career, but I don't think we have any, at this point, I have no expectations for him. He's got some sort of spinal shrinkage. I don't know. Stenosis, okay.
Oh, no, really?
And I don't know.
He's done.
I don't know if you can.